Creation Days, Interpretation or Authority?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the fascinating new children's book, Dinosaurs for Kids.
One of our speakers, Dr. Terry Mortensen, once had a discussion with a seminary professor about the creation days in Genesis. He indicated to the theologian that the real issue over the length of the days was about biblical authority and trusting God's word at face value. But the professor insisted that it wasn't an authority issue at all. It was over different interpretations of Genesis. Now, it's true that when you read the Bible, you have to interpret it. But with Genesis chapter 1, a literal interpretation of the text makes it very obvious that the creation days have to be 6 literal 24-hour days. When most seminaries allow for long creation days, well, it's not due to the text of Scripture. It's because they've been influenced by the secular world to believe in millions of years. They then try to fit long ages into the Bible by wrongly interpreting the days of creation to be long periods. You know, this is an issue of authority. And sadly, such professors are making fallible man the authority, not God's word.
We have a new resource that will be a blessing to you 365 days out of the year. It's our 2010 wall calendar with striking photographs of God's incredible creation. Your gift of any size today gets this wall calendar in the mail to you. Call toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS. 888-89-ANSWERS.